Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
And the Canes are set to open up ACC tournament play. Joe, the first pitch against the Cal Golden Bears was about 3 minutes ago. So that, a little early morning baseball there for you.
All right, man. Go Bears.
That's got to be tough for you.
Yeah.
That's got to be. Your alma mater and an ACC tournament game.
Yeah. Boy, isn't that weird? Isn't that still weird to talk about Cal and ACC?
Yes, it's bizarre. It's even more bizarre that it's 6 a.m. there.
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Must be a lot of Cal Bear baseball fans waking up
this
morning.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm sure.
Tuning in.
Putting down the chemistry test to take a look at that. Hey, so anyway, we got let's say, I don't know how the Olympics let flag football in. Somebody will have to explain to me. Usually if a sport is played around the country, around the world, right, you bring it in. I get it. I get some of the other stuff that's played professionally, and now we got tennis, and I don't understand, like, football is played here, and flag football, now the Olympics, hey, it's great. The biggest winner for this flag football, there's only one winner. It's the same winner every time. It's the NFL. All this does, no, Bo, this does not mean we're going to be playing flag football professionally someday. That, no, it doesn't mean that. It means it just keeps people that like the game fundamentally of throw and catch, and they're hoping those people will either, as they get older, kids will want to play tackle. And if not, they'll be football fans for a long time and grow the product even more than it already has. But what's the rest of the world get out of flag football? They're so far behind us. What do they get? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, they probably said that about basketball 20 years ago, too.
I don't know.
The Dream Team was beating guys by 100. Now the USA isn't even a lock to win.
No. They will flag football. They'll start playing at other places, and they'll find, throwing in.
Hey, man, they keep taking our games away to put them in all these other countries. So.
But you're right about basketball. Man, we need that. If we can't figure out this all-star game and get guys to play hard, and it's just dunk and three-point and jog and get out of the way, which it's going to be, they're not going to change. You could tell them whatever you want. Larry Bird can tell them they're an embarrassment, and all the old-school guys, you should play hard, and this should mean something. They don't care. They're like, great, Larry. Great, Magic. Fantastic. Nice talk. Hey, MJ, great talk. You played hard when you were in it. Great. Guess what? We ain't playing hard. It's a long-ass season, and this doesn't mean anything but a little vacation, a little extra money that I made the All-Star team. Mm-hmm. That's all it means.
I don't know, man. I feel like the older I get, the less I care about All-Star games.
But to my point, there's one thing left. They got to do the international game versus the United States. They have to.
For basketball?
Yes.
No, man, because nobody wants – Joe, that league has a problem with guys playing in the regular season. The last thing you need is guys playing hard in the middle of the season in a meaningless game.
Why was this never a topic 30 or 40 years ago, and now it is?
You know the answer to that.
No, tell me.
You know. It's because guys are different. They changed with the times. I don't know.
Well, guys
You know the answer to that question, though. Ask Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy,
he's got to be back in town at some point here.
I haven't
at his coffee shop.
I haven't seen Jimmy Butler, actually. Oh, what is? I didn't see him in the last couple games either. That's right. I haven't seen him for a while.
That's good. You got your shot in.
Hey,
But you want to know why guys sit? They don't want to play?
Why would they not want to play an All-Star game?
He's one of the top dogs of that thing. Why don't you ask him?
He didn't want to go.
No, he does not want to go.
He says, please
no
don't.
Interest.
Please don't put me on that team. I'd like a few days off.
I think guys want to represent their country in the Olympics. I think that's different. But the All-Star Game stuff, man, I don't know. Do you even care?
By the way, I got
news for
you.
I feel like it's fake outrage, too, with the All-Star Game stuff, because it's like, who really cares?
You know why they care? You know why the commissioner cares?
The commissioner may care. Yeah, because they have sponsors, exactly.
And they're going, hey, this ain't good. I remember at the end of the tackle football game at the Pro Bowl. Do you remember that last year? I don't know if it was one of the years. I think Brandon Marshall was playing.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was playing hard. Nobody. It was like throw, catch, get out of the way. And the commissioner came out after and said, hey, man, you guys got to play harder. We got to get rid of this game. And they did. What do they got now? Flag football game. They're playing flag football.
I didn't even watch it this year.
And by the way, I give them credit because they're filling up the stadium wherever they played. Was it Orlando? Where they played? UCF Stadium or something? But
is it still in Orlando? I thought they were moving it around.
I don't know. No, it is because they sell them on bringing the family to
Disney.
Disney. No, yeah, they get the park, and I think they shut
it
down.
Nice partnership with ABC and ESPN. That's nice. But if the NBA wanted to fix their All-Star game, they should start on Saturday night and get the best players to do the dunk contest and the three-point contest.
No, guys don't want to do that.
Make that your marquee event like it used to be. By the way, I'd rather the Stars did the dunk contest than the game altogether. You can cancel the game for all I care. But make your dunk contest your marquee event. Make it must-see TV.
They will not get rid of that game.
Why isn't Anthony Edwards doing the, you know, and all these other guys doing the dunk contest every year?
I see the guy. I see the high flyers you see. I see him. I'm with you. The guys. Who's the guy we had that was a high flyer that
Derek Jones?
Oh my God! You knew right away. He went for Dallas and he's playing for somebody
else
now.
He's a star. He's a relatively unknown player. You need your stars to do it.
LeBron is going to get through his career and not.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely not doing it now.
Probably not.
Would have been great to see him once.
But some of these other young guys should be doing it, man.
You know what's funny? How many times? Did MJ just do it the one time and won it, and did he stop? I don't know.
No, he did it at least twice.
I don't.
Because the one where he did win against Dominique, that was in Chicago, right? And I think he won another one before that.
Dominique was.
But the one in Chicago is where he has the iconic foul line dunk.
Yeah.
That photo's everywhere.
Right. Tongue out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back cocked.
But he also, man, like, he played, you know, he didn't sit games and stuff like that, so he's different. But it's a different era, and you know that.
Guys don't play back-to-back. I wish they didn't have to have back-to-back night games. I really do.
I watched this thing about MJ when he was on the Wizards recently, and he played, I want to say, every game.
Did he?
When he was, like, I don't know how old he was, pushing 40. Or maybe over 40 when he was on the Wizards.
Would he?
He wanted to play, man. I mean,
there's no question. He's one of the most competitive guys, in case you haven't noticed, whether it's playing golf with him. They said you play golf with him. He wants to play for money. You've heard about the Lawrence Taylor games and Michael Jordan. You remember those games? One of them took place at Grand Oaks one day, and some guys were out there. That suitcase of money. That was like you pay right away. This is not like, hey, you lost 30, pay me when you see me, 30 grand. Those guys playing for big bucks. Those are competitive guys.
And it's not to say that today's athletes aren't competitive. It's just that it's a different mindset. It's more of a, I need to protect my interests.
Yes.
Right? I mean, guys want to maximize their earning potential.
Hey,
that's
Woody,
very important.
I tell you one other change, so. And I'm going old school, new school, and I like this better. I like this better for the players. We had one doctor.
I know you've told us about him.
I have.
Not a fan.
Not a fan, but I'm not a fan when a guy openly knows he's doing the wrong thing. And I'm trying to be careful because I don't want any trouble. But when you know, and you shoot somebody and numb a part of the body knowing that it's damaging to your future, these guys don't do that. And the doctors don't make them do that. And let me give you another one. Not only do they have a like Baptist Health's got specialists for everything. Everything. And by the way, if you go, hey, you know, I know those specialists are really good, but hey, doc, can you give me another guy that everybody's going to? Yeah, let me get him, call him. And those guys work together, and sometimes the players go other places, but they have that choice without anybody going, wow. Woody, I walked out of a hospital. I got cold feet. The only reason I got cold feet is because I saw 20 or 30 guys before me get operated on and never come back. And now, you know, I didn't really care. Now it's your turn, and I'm sitting in the hospital, and I'm getting ready to have a surgery at 7 in the morning, and at 4, again, didn't handle it right. At 4 o'clock in the morning, my shoulder slammed into the artificial turf, you know, separated. And I had talked to another doctor on my own before I went to the hospital, Doc Canal. Doc said, hey, Joe, you don't need it. So what? I said, I'm getting ready to go down and have an operation. What are you talking about? He goes, I said, it's painful. He goes, no. You have a separation. Nobody operates on these kind of separations. It's not dislocation, it's a separation. You're going to have a bump on it for the rest of your life, but you'll be fine. Really? So I run back to tell Coach Shula the story on my way to the hospital. Say, Doc, Coach, what? He was in a great mood because Dan Marino had gone home to Pittsburgh and we destroyed him, right? So, and we had won, like 9 or 10 games in a row that year. So he's in a great mood. We're just, Dan Marino is lighting the world up, man. Like, you can't stop him. So I go, hey, Coach, I got great news. He goes, what? Aren't you supposed to go in for an operation? I go, no, I am, but I wanted to tell you, I talked to Doc Canal, this guy's famous Yankee doctor, lives in Fort Lauderdale, he's home. He said, I don't need it. It's going to heal on its own. Coach went nuts. What? I just talked to the doctor. You need to get that thing fixed. Now. Oh, he didn't want to hear it. Go back, jump in the car, and I go down to Mercy Hospital. That's where our operations were back then, down in the Grove. So I go down to Mercy Hospital, check in. He's got me up first thing in the morning, and they're prepping me and shaving me. I went through the whole thing, taking pills for pain. I mean, it was bad. And at 4 in the morning, I couldn't sleep, obviously. I was dozing on and off from whatever they gave me. But I just said, I'm out of here. I got up, called the nurse in. I said, can you help me put my clothes on? She goes, where are you going? You're getting operated on in a couple hours. We're coming in to take you back to prep you in a minute. I go, no, you're not. I'm leaving. I made up my mind. You know this is going to. So they call the doctor, and here he comes. He's pissed, obviously. First of all, he probably knew he wasn't a very good doctor. Second of all, he realized I was done. I was going Berkeley, all Berkeley on him. I was out. So couldn't get my clothes on, Woody, and nobody would help me. And you know how those gowns are backwards? Your ass, yeah, on the backside is, yes, open? It's kind of always been a weird one to me why they're not the other way, but
there's got to be a reason.
I don't know what. I've never been able to figure out. Try to tie it up your back. Yeah. So anyway, I just grabbed my clothes and I walked out in that damn gown because I couldn't get my underwear on because I only had one arm. And I was just in a hurry because I got the doctor looking at me, the nurse looking at me. Here comes another nurse. And they go, no. This is done. This is not going to happen. I'm out of here. So now I know what's coming, right? He's going to call the coach. Now it goes down to the president of the whole deal. So I left, went in the car, jumped in my car, one arm, bare ass naked in that robe with the back end wide open. dark out, grabbed my clothes, my wallet, and I took off. Didn't show my face for a week. He was calling every day. He's pissed.
So you're the original difficult athlete then.
So I walked out of that. I walked out of that hospital. Yeah. And by the way, I want to let you know, it made things a lot worse. All right, hey, we got to go. I got to tell you, it destroyed my relationship with doctors. It was a disaster.
You got labeled as difficult?
Oh, my God. The next time I got laid out there was nobody around me. I had the other wide receivers tell me, hey, can you help me, please? I'm hurting. Beverly's Jewelers, man, my jeweler, has an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond VVS Clarity e-color set and a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. What a deal. I'm calling it a diamond engagement ring, man, for guys out there on a tight, tight budget that want to pop the big question. You love this girl. You want to get it done. You know she wants that ring. This is the one. Choose from all shapes. Larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time. Gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers and have for a long, long time for birthdays, anniversaries. More than 30 years I've been going there, man. In Fort Lauderdale, on Commercial Boulevard, or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, and good morning, everybody. So I got to tell you, a long time ago, I had a lawsuit about this topic with my dislike for the team doctor because it got so bad, and I lost in a lawsuit.
You didn't win?
No. I'm laughing. It's years ago. Years ago.
You lost bad? Wasn't even close?
The company lost bad.
Oh. They must have been thrilled with you.
No, they were not happy.
No?
No.
Suspension?
I don't want to get in the whole thing, okay. But but I had to do apologies. I'll just say I had to do public apologies and leave the money out.
Really?
And yeah, because first thing they asked me was, what's your education as far as being a doctor? And your knowledge of, and I was like, uh-oh.
You tell me you went to Cal?
I said, cheated through school? No. That did not go well, man. That did not go well. But then, that was, there's more to that story, but that was just the clean part of it. But yeah, man, I walked out, and you know what? Guys started walking. After that, guys started, you know, you're watching guys. And so what has happened, I feel terrible. But through the years, since I've been doing radio, I feel bad because a lot of guys, like, there was no trust. And, like, now they've got this really good sports medicine program, and guys are starting to trust. But it's taken a long time because of the old days where – the coach could tell the doctor, we kind of need this guy. Can he play? I can get him out there. I can get him. We'll get him out there. And listen, man, guys back then wanted to play. We were all insecure, you know, and you wanted to be there and help your team win. And, you know, we didn't want to miss out and give another guy a chance. And, you know, the different time and not a lot of money. And you could be cut at any time, man, back then. You didn't get paid for the year. So it was a much, much different situation for everybody. Hey, so anyway, we've got a big game tonight. Obviously, game one, Panthers, Carolina Hurricanes. 8 o'clock, 7:30, by the way, pregame. Goldie and the gang will have Scripps Sports Panthers pregame show. That's, again, 7:30 tonight if you're going to watch before you go to the or you can go to the national stuff. And we'll see what happens here in game one. Carolina Panthers, I believe, had one more point in the regular season than the Panthers, just to give you an idea on how close this thing was. They beat the Devils and the Capitals 8-2 so far in the playoffs against those teams. Capitals, of course, were the number one seed and put a number on those guys. Pretty good stuff. So anyway, and we also have Marlins. Game two today and game three tomorrow if you're going out. Last night, Jesus Sanchez had a really cool one. Walk-off triple. Don't say that very often. A walk-off triple with a Marlins comeback. They got a bunch of here early. A lot of their wins have been comebacks. Win that game 8-7. And Sanchez, who led off last night with a home run, ends up with going with three hits, had the triple, the home run, and a four RBI game as well.
You want to give your picks for tonight's game? You got Hurricanes are slightly favored at -125.
I like Hurricanes in this. I like Panthers in this first game.
Panthers in game one, they're at +105 to win.
Yeah.
All right. How many goals do you think they score, by the way? Because +3 goals they're doing on the
Blues.
+110.
Tonight, I'm leaning towards two or three goals. Let's go three.
All right. Big difference between two and three, though. Two's a loss on this bet.
Let's go three.
All right.
Let's go three goals. 3-2 game tonight.
You're covering me if it doesn't happen?
3-2? No, I'm not covering you. No, I've done other stuff with you. It hasn't gone well. We're not doing that. No. No more. No more no more bonding that way. No. I got my own Hard Rock app. You got your own Hard Rock app. You do what you want.
You're mad because you lost that first one?
Yeah,
you were close.
I know, man. It wasn't your fault. I asked you to do it for me. It was good. All right, listen, we've got...
You're going to hold that over me for a while, aren't
you?
Yeah,
a little while. Kyle Krabs. Kind of like you won't let that thing go with our wide receiver that I thought was going to be really good. I didn't realize he's coming down here to retire.
Why don't you see if the Hard Rock app has Odell for this upcoming season?
Yeah.
You take his
50
overs.
Catches, probably 600 yards again.
Probably pay a real nice payout on that.
I got a better chance Odell going out with 10 women on a cruise ship. I got a much better chance that happened. Hey, Kyle Krabs, the host of Locked On Fins and Locked On NFL Scouting. Going to join us coming up. We'll talk to him. A lot of Dolphin stuff to get to here this morning if you need a little fix there. Hey, I got a serious message, though, man. If you are stuck right now, stuck in your life, just in a funk, anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze, I've been there. Every guy hits a rough patch over the – and even the pros do. We see it, go through it, and it's important for you to get help. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. Custom care, yeah, music gets through when nothing else does, man. These guys are good at what they do. No judgment, just great results. Most insurance accepted. Time to call an Audible. Call 954-737-4508. Or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged really can make a big difference in your life. If you find yourself in a funk and need some help, make that call, 954-737-4508, and let Recovery Unplugged help you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.